In front of you is one of the most talked about and important objects from the Islamic world. The Freer Canteen was created in Iraq in Mosul between 1240 and 1250. It looks like a giant canteen, but it is much more. This is a truly multisensory work of art, and we'll start with sight. The canteen is made from brass inlaid with silver. More than that, if you look closely, you'll see the surface is covered with Christian imagery. There is the enthroned Virgin and Child, and then moving clockwise are the famous biblical scenes of the Nativity, presentation at the temple, and entry into Jerusalem. The back shows 25 priests standing under arches and a scene of jousting. In the 1200s, when this object was produced, Mosul had a sizable Christian population, and they, along with Jews, lived freely among their predominantly Muslim neighbors. On this object, calligraphy dances between geometric patterns. The middle band on the shoulder is written in animated script. The letters are transformed into human figures. The words wish blessings on an anonymous owner, only identified as a leader or commander. These blessings would engage the sense of hearing as they were read aloud. This canteen was also a delight for the nose. It wasn't for holding water, but rather filled with perfumed oils. Imagine the top open and the sweet smells wafting around and filling this gallery. And finally, this rather heavy object has small, flimsy handles, so it must have been cradled with two hands as it was taken from one place to another. The holder would have embraced the textures and the canteen stories therein. In that way, it would have also engaged the sense of touch. Most objects from the Islamic world tend to be made in multiples, but the Freer canteen is the only known one of its kind.